It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Danielle is joining us this morning for the Movie Quote Quiz. How you doing, Danielle?
Oh, pretty good.
You a fan of Tom York and Radiohead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Tom is going to be over performing at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. You have your chance to win yourself some free tickets before they even go on sale. Show is happening on Saturday, December 22nd, and again, tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. through CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. You've heard the Movie Quote Quiz before, yes?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you do in your car?
What?
How do you do in your car when you play along?
There you go.
Oh, I do great. I'm awesome.
Okay. Well, we'll see how you do when you're actually on the air with it.
Okay.
If you get one right today, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get one incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. We have five quotes for you in total. If you get three or more right, you are going to win the ticket. Simple enough?
Simple. Yeah.
Okay. If you hear the movie quote and you're not exactly sure what it is, I'll be happy to play it for you a second time. But after I play it that second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. Here we go with quote number one.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Ooh.
Oh,
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
You have 5 seconds from the end. Answer.
Okay.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
5 seconds.
I have no idea.
This is an older one. It's an older one.
Three, two.
Oh, I don't know.
That was 2001, A Space Odyssey. We also would have accepted What My Wife Says to Me.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
On to quote number two. No problem. That wasn't an easy one.
Okay.
That was a little more challenging. Here we go. On to number two. Best of luck to you.
Mm-hmm. You're not really wearing that, are you?
Wearing what?
The man purse. You actually gonna wear that? You guys just with me.
It's where I keep all my things. I get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel.
Oh, is it I Love You, Man?
No.
It is not. That was The Hangover.
Okay.
Zach Galifianakis. You can
Bradley
hear
Cooper.
You can hear the clip a second time before answering.
Okay.
If you were unsure.
It's okay. It's all right.
That's now, Mahoney giving a hint.
Yeah, you have two incorrect. That means that you don't have any more to lose out on. You must get these next three all correct in order to be our winner today. Otherwise, we're just going to give the tickets away to call number 10.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
The water's boiling. Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup. This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
There we go.
Yes.
1993 classic. Somebody who is 24 years old was not alive.
Nope.
When that movie came out.
Wow. Okay, here we go. You're on the board with one. Best of luck to you. This is a short one.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Ooh.
Ooh, can you play it again?
Yep.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
God, that's not easy.
Leave the gun.
He said, leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Close.
3 seconds.
God.
I don't know.
All right.
Godfather's right.
Yeah!
If I could have found that pony.
You couldn't find the pony.
I was reaching for it.
Mahoney the baloney pony couldn't find it in time. All right.
For it. You almost lost that.
You should have lost that.
So easy.
You got there, though.
It was so easy.
All right.
This has been so easy. You've been so bad.
Hey,
stop. And the fact that we're at number five right
Mahoney
now.
Mahoney is trying to rattle your confidence. This is the fifth and final one. You can still win right here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No help on this one. Maybe.
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing.
Do you need to hear it one more time?
Yes, please.
No help, people.
I'm not going to help. Don't look at me.
No help.
No.
Come on, man.
No help.
She can do this.
No help. Play it again.
You got some balls.
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing.
5 seconds.
Spaceballs? Spaceballs is right!
Yes! Oh, man.
Stop looking so disappointed. Well, we didn't help her. We didn't help her.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
What did either me or Dave said?
Dave mentioned the word balls. And that's what gave it away.
Oh, he can't say balls?
Every time that we have a contestant on the line, and you know this is a longstanding tradition of this show, and they make it to number five, I always say, you have a lot of balls. That's what I always.
They're being brave. They got a lot of balls.
Except for Mrs. Doubtfire. That was the only one.
She nailed it. Way to go, Danielle. You're going to see Tom York.
It's charity. I didn't know we were a charity.
Shut up,
Mahoney. Should file our 501c3 paperwork right now.
Yeah. You are a 501c3.
KXDEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X1075.